It is time once again for my
mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
Just when we thought Beyonce and Jay-Z had chosen sensible names for their twins, it seems the power couple have decided to opt for something more out there for their new bundles of joy after all, naming their kids Rumi Carter and Sir Carter. And they've set about trademarking those names too. But that's not the first time a celeb has chosen to go down that route. Just this year, Kylie Jenner tried to trademark Kylie, but she was defeated by Aussie popette Kylie Minogue. However, Kylie Jenner isn't the only person to have a failed trademark attempt. Back in 2011, former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin's application to trademark her name was denied as she forgot to sign the form. So, Sarah, did you ever get any more forms signed and sent in?
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
I don't want them. London's Natural History Museum set to reopen their entrance hall with a 2.5-ton lump of rock. Yes, at 2 metres wide and 1.5 metres high, the Banded Iron Formation, or BIF for short, was laid down on the ocean floor more than 2 billion years ago and records a key chemical transition in Earth's history when oxygen started to become abundant. But aside from its obvious scientific importance, it is a thing of beauty. With its smooth surface and wavy lines, experts have warned this is definitely one rock you're going to want to touch.
But the rock is cooking!
It's a different kind of rock. And finally for now, happy birthday to Lindsay Lohan turning 31 years old today. But whatever you do, don't send her a birthday cake with blueberries as she is allergic to them. Which is a shame, as we all know blueberries have many health benefits. They're full of antioxidants, they have a low calorie count, and they help protect against memory loss. But with Lindsay's past, maybe she's better off not remembering.
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.